It's time for a little bit of Welsh. So let's hand you over to a little bit of Welsh himself, Mr. Aled Haydon-Jones.
Bore da shumai.
Bore da shumai.
Bore da shumai.
Pemblwydd hapus.
Pemblwydd hapus I ti hefyd, Chris. Now, it's not me teaching the Welsh.
No.
It's actually my dad.
Get lost.
So dad has prepared six, it was meant to be five, but he wanted a six. So six clips of phrases that you can learn to help you with the Olympic torch on Monday when it's in Aberystwyth. In fact, it'll work all weekend with all the places in Wales.
It's very kind.
So his first phrase that he really wanted us to learn was this.
Oh. I love your big torch.
Oh, for God's sake. Did you write these?
No. No, I didn't actually.
I hope not, because you getting your dad to read out innuendo is a bit weird.
Which is odd.
I love your
See, I didn't think of this as innuendo until I heard them back.
Here we go. One more time, please, Alan's dad.
I love your big torch.
I love your big torch, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you want to say that, you will pronounce it as...
Dwi'n caru dy ffagl enfawr.
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 You'll notice that torch
is it fraggle?
Is
faggle. Faggle.
Faggle.
Right. Faggle. Down at Faggle Rock.
Or flame is flam.
Dwi'n caru dy ffagl enfawr.
Dwi'n caru dy ffagl enfawr.
Okay. Right. His second phrase he wanted us to learn was...
Can I hold your torch?
Oh, really?
He's obsessed with torches.
She's your father.
He's a grown man.
She's your dad. You would not exist if it wasn't for him and his...
Don't do that motion.
Don't do that. It sounds like you're bogling again.
So, phrase number two.
Can I hold your torch?
And in Welsh, that is...
Allai ddal dy ffagl.
Allai ddal dy ffagl.
Allai ddal dy ffagl.
Asai thal de fagl.
All right, it's going well.
Yes.
The third phrase, which will help us, is...
Oh, no, the torch has gone out.
Right. Oh, no, the
what
torch has gone out.
He's only displaying mild concern.
Is he rider trained, your dad?
He isn't,
right.
I'll have you believe. But you see, in Wales, if the flame does go out, you're calm. You just deal with it.
Oh, sure.
You don't panic.
And you will say to somebody...
Oh, no. The torch has gone out.
They say, I'm Welsh, I don't understand. So you will then say...
Oh, na. Mae'r ffagl wedi diffodd.
That's my favourite so far.
Okay.
Wow. You will say what?
Oh, na. Mae'r ffagl wedi diffodd.
Okay.
Oh, na. Mae'r ffagl wedi diffodd.
Wow, I love that.
Oh, na. Mae'r ffagl wedi diffodd.
Oh, na, my faggle wedi diffodd.
So the Welsh for oh, no is oh, na.
So
when,
oh, nah.
Yeah, so when Rihanna's singing, they think it's like, oh, no, no, what's my name?
Oh, no, oh, na, oh, no, oh, na, oh, no, oh, na, oh, no, oh, na, oh, no, oh, na.
All right, an essential phrase that we need to learn for Aberystwyth is...
Which way is it to the escalator?
Oh,
very
which way
important.
Is it to the escalator? And in Welsh, that is...
Pa ffordd i'r grisiau symudol.
Oh, forget
oh,
that.
That's hard.
Pa ffordd i'r grisiau symudol.
So symudol is
moving.
Is an escalator?
It's actually moving stairs in Welsh. We don't have just
close,
one.
Which is an escalator.
Yes. It's close enough to an escalator.
Mm.
Pa ffordd i'r grisiau symudol.
Pa ffordd i'r grisiau symudol.
The faggle.
Bit more work on that one.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's hard, isn't it?
Okay. Phrase number five.
Right. This is, I don't know, I think the chance of everybody saying the following phrase is 100% in Wales on Sunday and over the weekend.
Oi, careful, the flame is melting my ice cream.
There you go. Once again, that's...
Oi.
That's oi.
Oi, careful, the flame is melting my ice cream.
Hang on, can I just try this one?
Yep.
Oi. Careful, the flame is melting my ice cream.
English. That's the English, Dave. That's the English bit there.
Oi.
What do you say to that, Alan's dad?
Oh, na. Oi.
Yeah.
Careful,
oh,
no. What do you the think? Flame is melting
my... Thank you. What do you think Welsh for oi is?
Oi.
Yeah, well, let's find out.
Byddwch yn ofalus.
Oh, it's long.
Fram yn toddi fy nhifen ia.
He doesn't actually say oi.
Is that Welsh?
Do you want me to add that in?
Go on, then.
Oi. Byddwch yn ofalus. Mae'r fflam yn toddi fy nhifen ia.
Good luck, everyone.
We need to break that down in
this
bits.
This is tough.
Byddwch yn ofalus.
Byddwch yn ofalus.
Byddwch yn ofalus.
Mae'r fflam yn toddi.
Mae'r fflam yn toddi.
Fy nhifen ia.
Fy nhifen ia.
Byddwch yn ofalus. Mae'r fflam yn toddi fy nhifen ia.
That's more advanced.
Nice.
And finally,
yes,
this is the one that Dad added.
Yeah. When we get to Wales, Alan's dad will be stood at the gate and he will say,
"Welcome to God's country. Doesn't the torch look good here?"
That's nice. Once again, that's,
"Welcome to God's country. Doesn't the torch look good here?"
Nice. Sounds even better in Welsh.
And in Welsh,
"Croeso i wlad Duw. Nag yw'r ffagl yn edrych yn anhygol yma."
Nag yw'r ffagl?
I love nag yw'r
ffagl.
Are you supposed to nag yw'r ffagl?
I'm nagging my ffagl as we speak.
I don't want to nag my ffagl.
Wow.
"Croeso i wlad Duw."
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 That's right.
"Croeso i wlad Duw." "Nag yw'r ffagl yn..."
"Nag yw'r ffagl."
"Nag yw'r ffagl."
So, I'm on it now. "Croeso i wlad Duw."
"Nag yw'r ffagl."
Right.
"Croeso i wlad Duw." "Nag yw'r ffagl yn edrych yn anhygol yma."
Oh, so it's backwards.
Do you know, it is actually backwards in the sense that you swap the sentence around.
Right, yeah. What I meant, of course.
So, "Croeso i wlad Duw."
"Croeso i wlad Duw."
"Nag yw'r ffagl."
"Nag yw'r ffagl."
"Yn edrych."
"Yn edrych."
"Yn anhygol yma."
"Yn anhygol yma."
Well done.
From the "nag yw'r ffagl" thing, it sounds again like it's offensive.
Oh, what's wrong, Chris?
What's wrong?
I just nagged my ffagl.
Have you?
Oh, I hate to when you do that.
Oh. It's worse than catching it in your zip.
Yeah, it means doesn't the torch.
Yeah.
So nag yw'r ffagl.
It's not snag yw'r ffagl, because that would make more sense if you snagged it.
Nagl ffagl.
So there you go. But I think the favourite...
"Croeso i wlad Duw. Nag yw'r ffagl yn edrych yn anhygol yma."
That sounds like he's saying, "Do
what?" "Oh na. Oh no. Oh na.
Nah.
What's my name?" "Na." Exactly. "Oh no, no, what's my name?"
So thank you very much. That's our Welsh lesson for the day.
"Oh na."
That was very good.
Thank you, Hayden.
Okay, so
thank you, Mr. Jones.
I'm just playing. You ready? I don't know if this will work.
"Oh, nah, nah.
What's my name?"
"Oh, nah, nah." So,
well, thank you very much, Alan's dad.
Yes,
that was very lovely.
Thank
that's brilliant.
Who knew faggle was torch?
Yeah.
Indeed.
Faggle daggle.
"Croeso i wlad Duw. Nag yw'r ffagl yn edrych yn an..."
Nagl ffagl.
"Dwi'n caru dy ffagl enfawr."
What was our favourite one? It was number 3, wasn't it?
Yeah.
"Oh na, mae'r ffagl wedi diffodd."
"Oh na, my ffagl wedi diffodd."
Perfect. Thanks. Well done, Dave.
And in English we have...
"Can I hold your torch?"
"No."
"I love your big torch."
"I know you do."
Oh
no.
"What?"
"Oi. Careful,
yes.
The flame is melting my ice cream."
Okay, I will be careful.
Does that make you feel a little bit uncomfortable, Al?
Yeah, massively,
yeah.
In fact. But that's good, as long as we're helping people.
Somebody wants to know how many fraggles are there to people in the Aberystwyth area.
Just the one.
No. So in Wales, it would be faggle cam, wouldn't it?
Yeah, faggle cam.
Faggle cam?
Yeah, faggle cam.
Faggle camel.
Faggle cam, you're right.
Da, 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 da.
Oi.
Well, faggle daggle, thank you very much.
Diolch, Dad.
Thank you.
Diolch, Dad. Diolch, Dad.
"Croeso i wlad Duw. Nag yw'r ffagl yn edrych yn anhygol yma."
Sounds so depressed, your dad.
He's just reading off a script.
Are we seeing him?
Yes, of course.
Is he coming out with us?
Absolutely.
Will Mummy let him come out for a few daddy drinks?
Mummy will be there.
What?
Daddy will be driving so that Mummy can be there.
Well, no. Let's get your dad.
Get him a cab.
Your dad likes the old pint, doesn't he?
Oh,
come on. Let's let your dad let his hair down.
Without Mum.
But then one of them doesn't have to drive. Your dad was very sociable that time we saw him in Swansea.
Oh, he was.
We love your mum and dad like our own. So it's like
sociable. Yeah, indeed. So why don't you come over to ours to see the torch?
Then we'll get a cab.
Then we'll get a cab and we'll get a drink.
Huh? Faggle daggle that.
Bob bomb.
Oh, faggle daggle. Not another one. Yeah, right.
Lovely. Listen, watch, share.
This is BBC Radio 1.
And Welsh for microwave is...
Microdon.
No.
Oh, sorry.
Popty-ping.
Popty-ping. Come on.
Phil on the text says that we need to mix in your dad saying oi over the plan B ill manners.
That's great.
Nice. We need to get your dad to go, oi, fix up, look sharp.
Oi, you little rich boy. Get him to do all that stuff and then we can do our own dad mix of plan B.
Yeah. All right, half an hour left before the golden hour is on at 9 o'clock. What should we play? We've got a bit of Labyrinth. We've got a bit of Jesse J coming up after the news. We're Dom at 8:34.
Newsbeat.
And the main news this morning, the campaign...